It's Sunday the 7th of June. It's 9 a.m, so an hour later this morning, but that's not bad. Not bad for a lion. And as I predicted yesterday, and as so often happens with gala days, when it pours with rain in the gala day, the following Sunday is a nice day, and so it is. It's still very windy. Not as windy as yesterday, but still quite windy. But we have masses of blue sky, still loads of cloud about, but the sun's beaming into the garden just now. The garden's looking lovely. My God, the grass needs cut again. Yeah, jinx. But, as I said, yesterday was the 3D, a 3D day. Dire, dismal, and dreich. Maybe even add another one, despondent. It was such a bad day that it was shocking. And those poor people at the gallery. Anyway, as I said this morning, you know, you just do a Victor Meldrew and not believe it. But there you go. And that happens so many times. So this morning, I'm feeling much better this morning. I'm feeling much better within myself. Mentally, I'm feeling so much better. I kind of know why, in a way, and in another way, I don't know why I should feel so good, if you know what I mean. I expect to feel good, but feel so good this morning. Resolution in a couple of quarters gives me peace of mind. And the rest is down to whatever is kicking about my head. Good morning, big aluminium or aluminum can in the sky flying overhead. Saying hi to Bernie Goldbach as I look up. This looks like an easy jet going away. Also saying hi to Paul Freeman, who is at EMA, because we know the flight path is getting changed in a trial on the 25th of June this year, 25th of this month in fact. And maybe, God willing, we won't have any of those beasties flying over our heads anymore. But we'll wait and see. So if I can say hi to one of those big noisy cans in the sky, you could say I'm feeling very well indeed this morning. I think sunshine probably helps. Getting up to sunshine. Wonder if Lee Storm at N2FGC is getting up to sunshine this morning. Lee has been experiencing the same stinking weather over where she is. I get things wrong all the time. I try to remember where we stay. Anyway. It's good to feel good. Oh boy, it's good to feel good. Even if you don't really understand it all. Oh. One of my hardy geraniums clumps, it's the biggest clump in the garden, it's about, oh God, it's about 5-6 feet across. But this year it's leapt up in height to about 30 inches easily, which is quite tall for those beasties. But it's been almost flattened to the ground with the weather we had yesterday. Well, it'll spring back up, but it just looks a total mess. Everything else seems to be faring well. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. Down for the purge, and down swoops Missus and gives him a little cheeky wee peck in the tail to say, "You get over there, this is my stuff." And she's still chasing him because he's stealed a bit of bread now. But again, she shouldn't be. Oh, there's a female, an intruder. Oh boy, there she goes. Yep, go for it, girl. Yeah, off. Yeah, she's ruthless. It's funny how that works, isn't it? It's, you know, this is her garden, her space, her home. And she chases him off, and if she were to land in a neighbour's garden, then she would be seen off. It makes me visually, my mind picture a scene I saw in a wildlife program about Russian bears. I'm sure it was in Russia, way up in those high altitude hilly areas, pardon me, where one bear had wandered into another bear's territory. And it was spotted by the other bear. Quite a distance off it was spotted, so it waited until the incoming bear, the intruder, got a wee bit too close. And it turned, stood up, showed its size, down on all fours, and then ran at this creature, which turned tail immediately. And ran and ran and ran, and the two of them were running. And they were running up this hill, across the plains, as it were. And the commentary, the narrator covered this, that all of a sudden, the retreating bear realised it was in its own territory. And obviously, the pursuing one wasn't aware it was, or that it had left its own. So within a couple of seconds, the retreating bear stopped, turned round, looked at the pursuing bear, which suddenly realised and turned tail and reversed the whole scene. And it makes me think, is just how often did that happen before they gave up on each other? Isn't nature wonderful? Nature is wonderful. I wish we were, as humans were, a lot more like the creatures of nature, the real creatures of nature. You know, I wish we were. Respect. That's what it's all about. Respect. I can smell fresh cut grass from the park. And the sun's shining down. What a recipe for feeling good.